Will you please turn to Matthew chapter 5?
请大家翻到马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
We'll begin with the first verse.
我们从第一节读起。
But seeing the crowds, he went up into the mountain, and having sat down, his disciples came to him.
耶稣看见这许多的人，就上了山，既已坐下，门徒到他跟前来。
And having opened his mouth, he taught them, saying,
他就开口教训他们说，
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of the heavens.
虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed they that mourn, for they shall be comforted.
哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
Blessed the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
Blessed they who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled.
饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
Blessed the merciful, for they shall find mercy.
怜悯人的有福了，因为他们必蒙怜恤。
Blessed the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Blessed the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God.
使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。
Blessed they who are persecuted on account of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of the heaven.
义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are ye when they may reproach and persecute you and say every wicked thing against you, lying for my sake.
人若因我辱骂你们，逼迫你们，捏造各样的坏话毁谤你们，你们就有福了。
Rejoice and exult, for your reward is great in the heavens, for thus have they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的，在你们以前的先知人也是这样逼迫他们。
Verse 20
第二十节。
For I say unto you that unless your righteousness surpass that of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of the heavens.
第二十节，我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜过文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
Verse 48
第四十八节。
Be therefore perfect,as your heavenly Father is perfect.
所以你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。
May we have a further word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Dear Lord, our hearts do bow before thee.
我们亲爱的主，我们的心在你们面前下拜。
Thou dost love us so much.
主啊，你是这样的爱我们。
And thou dost love us to the end.
主啊，你爱我们到底。
To the uttermost.
到最终。
For which we are all grateful.
主啊，我们为了这个，我们心感谢你。
As we gathered around thyself this morning.
今天早上我们聚集在你的周围。
We pray that thy love will once again open our hearts.
我们就再祷告说，主啊，愿意你的爱再一次把我们的心打开。
May thy love fill our hearts.
让你的爱能充满在我们心里。
May thou open our inner ears that we may see thee.
让你打开我们心中的眼睛，让我们实在能看见你。
We may see thy beauty and thy glory.
我们看见你的美丽和你的荣耀。
That we may be attracted to thee.
好让我们被你所吸引。
We may open our hearts and allow thee to fill us.
让我们 打开我们的心，让你自己来充满我们。
That thy name may be honored and glorified.
好让你的名被尊崇、被荣耀。
We trust thy Holy Spirit to open thy words to us.
主啊，我们相信你的圣灵要把你自己的话向我们解开。
And lead us into thy truth.
领我们进入你的真理。
We ask all in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉我们主耶稣的名向你祈求。
Amen. Thank God for gathering us together again this morning.
我们感谢主，今天早上他又把我们聚集在一起。
We are especially thankful to the Lord.
我们尤其谢谢我们的主。
That He should invite us to His own table.
他邀请我们在他自己的喜宴的桌子的面前。
And once again to taste.His love.
让我们再一次尝到他的爱。
His love is really sweet.
他的爱实在是甘甜。
This time our burden is on the so-called Sermon on the Mount.
这一次我们的负担就是所谓的山上教训。
Here you find our Lord Jesus, he went into the mountain.
这里我们看见我们的主就上了山。
And his disciples,Came to him.
他的门徒们到他跟前来。
Then he opened his mouth and began to teach them.
他就开口教训他们。
So the Sermon of the Mount is addressed to the disciples of our Lord Jesus.
这样说起来，山上的教训是我们的主向他自己的门徒们说的。
Even though a great crowd also gathered around him.
虽然有一大群人都来到他的四周
Yet our Lord Jesus addressed himself only to his disciples.
但是我们主他自己的话是向他自己的门徒说的
And as a matter of fact, only his disciples are able to hear such words.
实际上说起来只有他的门徒能懂得他所说的话
Thank God we who believe in the Lord Jesus.
感谢主感谢神我们这一些相信主耶稣的人
We are not only children of God
我们不但是神的百姓
He has given us his own life to us
我们神把他的自己的生命给了我们我们不但是他的儿女
But at the same time we are also being called to be his disciples
同时我们也被他呼召做他的门徒
Only his children could be his disciples
只有他的儿女能做他的门徒
Because the learning of our Lord Jesus is an inward thing
因为学我们的主是里面的事情
It is not an outward imitation
不是外面的一个模仿
So without his life within us
所以有他的生命在我们的里面
If we have his life in us,
若是我们有他的生命在我们里面
then we are able to learn of him.
那我们就能从他学。
Because this learning is an inward learning.
因为这个学是里面的学。
So our Lord Jesus, he opened his mouth and he began to teach his disciples.
因此我们的主开口就来教训他的本土
We say yesterday that our Lord Jesus is not giving a new law.
昨天我们说过，我们的主在这里不是给一个新的律法。
The Sermon of the Mount is not a new law.
山上的教训不是一个新的律法。
That is for people to keep.
不是要让人一个新的律法要人来遵守的。
Because in a very real sense,There is no one in the universe that can keep the words of the Sermon on the Mount.
因为实际上来说，世界上没有一个人能够遵守山上教训里面所说的话。
Of course, there is one person.
当然有一个人可以。
And that is the Lord Himself.
那就是我们主自己。
So here you find the Lord is not trying to give a new law.
所以这里我们看见我们的主不是在这里要给我们一个律法让我们来遵守
Here you find he is trying to show what his life really is.
他这里要给我们看他自己的生命是怎么回事。
We have already received that life.
我们已经接受了那个生命。
And he wants to demonstrate to us.
他要让我们看见
what that life can do for you and for me.
那个生命能为你为我做什么。
He is the king of the kingdom of the heavens.
他是那天国的王。
And he is the personification of that kingdom.
他就是生命就在他这个人身上表现出来。
If you want to know what the kingdom of the heavens is,
你若是要知道天国是怎么回事，
look at the Lord Jesus.
你就看主耶稣。
Because he is the kingdom of the heavens.
因为他就是天国。
The kingdom of the heavens expresses his life.
天国表现出他的生命。
What his life really is.
生命到底是如何。
So here you find what our Lord is trying to help us.
这里我们看见我们的主是要想办法帮助我们。
He has already given us his own life.
他自己的生命已经给了我们。
Now he is trying to show us what that life is able to do.
他现在要让我们看见那个生命能做什么事。
If we live by that life he has given to us,
若是我们靠着他给我们的那个生命来活，
that is the way that you will live.
那就是我们可以怎么样活出来。
You will live the kingdom life.
我们怎么样可以活出来那个天国的生命。
You will live a life of heaven upon the earth.
你可以活出一个生命是在天来到地上。
So the Sermon of the Mount actually is a description of the life of our Lord Jesus.
所以山上的教训实在是我们主耶稣生命的一个描述。
He has come to this earth and he has lived it once.
他来到世上在这里这样的活过一次。
And now he wants every one of us to live in the same way.
他要我们每一个人以同样的方式来活。
He is teaching his disciples.
他在这里教训他的门徒。
He is not trying to condemn us.
他不是要在这里来定罪我们。
He is trying to bring us to the place where all the potentials of their life may be fully realized.
他要带我们到一个地方，一个地位，就是所有这个生命可以给我们的，能够变为真实。
So we are here as his disciples.
所以我们在这里是他的门徒。
Learning our master.
从我们的主人那里学。
And it is a gradual and progressive process.
是一个渐渐的慢慢的一个程序。
Do not expect that you will be complete and perfect in one day.
不要盼望就是你一天里面就能够成全了，完全了。
It takes a lifetime for us to learn our Lord Jesus.
要用我们一生的时间来学我们的主。
So let us be encouraged.
所以在这里我们要得到鼓励。
We may experience many failures.
我们会经历过许多的失败。
But thank God through failures we learn.
但是感谢神，我们失败的当中我们学功课。
And gradually we come to know what that life really is.
渐渐的我们就可以学到就是那个生命是到底怎么回事。
Let God be glorified.
好让神得到荣耀。
Now this morning we'll write to go right into the Sermon on the Mount.
所以今天早上我们就来到这个所谓的山上教训的本身。
The discourse on the Mount begins with the Beatitudes.
山上教训的这些话开始呢是就是所谓的八福。
You'll find blessed. 8 times the Lord says blessed are those.
有八次的时间那我们的主说是有福的有福的有福的。
Maybe you find there are 9 times.
或者你说有九次。
But usually we call it 8 blessings.
所以通常我们说八福八个福气。
Because the ninth one and the eighth one are put together.
因为第八个和第九个那通常就放在一起了。
Now the word blessed in the original Greek means happy.
这个所谓的有福在希腊原文里面的意思是说原来的意思是说喜乐。
Now who are those who are really happy?
真正喜乐的人是谁呢？
Happy are those who are poor in spirit.
真正喜乐的人是邻里贫穷的。
Now we will find out how very different this is from the world.
我们看这个跟世界是有何等的不同。
In the kingdom of this world,
在世上的国度里，
we find happinessin somewhere else.
我们看快乐是快乐在别的事情上。
Not in what we have seen described here.
不是在这个山上教训里面给我们看到的快乐。
But this is the true happiness.
但是这是真正的快乐。
This is a happiness that comes from above.
这是从山上从天上来的那个快乐。
And this is a happiness that is bubbling forth.From within.
这是从我们里面涌出来的快乐。
This is a happiness that is given by God.
这是神给我们的快乐。
And when God sees us in this state, He is happy.
当神看我们，看到我们在这样的光景当中，神的心也快乐。
The kingdom of the heavens is totally different from the kingdom of this earth.
天国是与世上的国度完全不同的。
What the kingdom of this earth may consider as happy.
在世上的国度里面所以为是快乐的事情。
In the kingdom of the heavens, it is sorrow.
在天国里面其实这是悲哀。
But what the kingdom of the heavens consider as happy.
但是在天国里面认为是快乐的。
The kingdom of the world will not understand it.
世上的国度没有办法领会。
Because the kingdom of the heavens is totally different from that of the earth.
因为天国是和地上的国度完全不同。
Now in this beatitude,
在这个所谓的八福里，
you find the emphasis is not on doing.
你看见这个强调的所强调的重点不是在怎么做。
The emphasis is on being.
这个强调的是怎么是。
It says, blessed are the poor in spirit.
他这里说邻里贫穷的人有福了。
Blessed are those who mourn.
哀痛的人有福了有福了。
Blessed are the meek.
那些温柔的人有福了。
So here you find the emphasis is not on doing.
这里我们看见重点不是在你怎么做。
It is on being.
而是说你如何是。
That you are a person who is poor in spirit.
是你是一个邻里贫穷的人。
You are a person who mourn.
你是一个哀痛的人。
You are a person who is meek.
你是一个温柔的人。
So everything here you find the emphasis is on being, not on doing.
你看这里每一件事重点是在是而不是在做。
Because in the sight of God, being is more important than doing.
因为在神的眼中是比做更要紧。
In other words, what you are is more important for what you do.
换句话说你是什么比你做什么更重要。
You do because of what you are.
你做是因为你是。
In other words, everything comes from within your being.
换句话说，所有的事情都是你是如何，你里面是如何产生的。
It is not something that is being put on, added upon you.
并不是什么事情从外面加到你身上的。
It is something that comes from within.
是从里面发出来的。
It is the outflow of life.
是生命从里面涌流出来。
In other words, it is character.
换句话说，这是一个性格的问题。
When you read the Beatitude.
当我们读这个八福，
immediately before you, you see a picture.
马上你看见的是一幅图画。
You see the picture of our Lord Jesus.
你看见我们主耶稣的图画。
Because this is what he is.
因为这就是他所是的。
When he was in earth.
当他在世上的时候。
This is what he demonstrates to us.
这是他向我们显出来的。
Now, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
God has given that very life to each one of us.
神已经把那个生命给你给我。
And that life has once been demonstrated.In the life of our Lord Jesus.
当我们主耶稣在世上的时候，这个生命曾经被彰显出来过。
And this life has been given to you and to me.
同一个生命给了你也给了我。
And what the Lord is trying to teach us.
这里主要教训我们的。
Is to let that life live.
是让那个生命活出来。
And if you allow that life to live.
如果是愿意让那个生命活出来。
You will find the same thing as you find in the Beatitude.
你就会发现这是同样的事情写在这个八福里面。
What is important here is Christian character.
要紧的事情是我们基督徒的性格。
Now some people take the Sermon on the Mount as Christian ethics.
有些人把这个山上的教训以为是基督徒的一个道德。
Especially those liberals in Christianity.
尤其是这个基督教里面的所谓的这个自由派的人。
They love the Sermon on the Mount.
他们很爱这山上的教训。
They do not care about the other parts of the Bible.
他们对圣经里其他地方讲的事情，他们都不在乎，不喜欢。
Because they say the Sermon on the Mount give us the Christian ethics.
因为他们说。这个山上教训给我们这个所谓这基督是基督教里面的道德。
It is higher than you can find in the world.
比在世上所有的道德都高尚。
And it is a Christian ethics that we should look forward to.
他说这些是这基督徒的道德，基督教的道德是我们是应该向往的。
And we should try our best to arrive at such high moral.
所以让我们来尽我们的力量来达到那个道德的水准。
In other words,
换句话说
，We are using our natural life.
我们要用我们自己的天然的生命
，and try to educate it, cultivate it, develop it, improve it.
来想办法来教育它，来培养它。来改进它
until we begin to arrive at such Christian ethics.
好像有一天我们能够达到这个基督徒的这个道德的水准。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
let us remember one thing.
我们记得一件事
What is Christian character?
基督徒的性格是什么呢
Christian character is not a improvement of our natural life.
基督徒的性格不是把我们天然的生命来这里改进一点。
It is not trying to beautify our flesh.
不是把我们的肉体来改成美丽一点，美化一点。
Christian character is from a new life.
基督徒的性格是从一个新的生命里出来的。
God has given us a new life.
神给我们一个新的生命。
And this new life has a new nature.
这个新的生命有一个新的性质。
Now, if we follow that new nature,
就是我们跟随这个新的性质。
If we cultivate that new nature,
就是我们培养这个新的这个性质。
Then that nature will develop into a new character.
这个新的性质慢慢就会发展成一个新的性格。
And this alone is Christian character.
唯一这个性格是基督徒的性格。
Why? Because if you consider the Sermon on the Mount as Christian ethics.
为什么呢？你若是把山上的教训以为是基督徒的道德标准。
and you try to arrive at it by your own effort.
你要想办法用自己的力量来达到那个标准。
You may achieve something externally.
你可能在外面好像得到了一些。
For instance, you may appear to be very humble.
举例说，你可能看起来很谦卑。
I remember when we were young.
我记得当我们年轻的时候。
You know, we try to be humble.
我们想办法来谦卑。
So the way we try is, we try to bend our body.
所以我们的办法就是说，我们这个头低下来。
As if we are very humble.
看起来好像是很谦卑。
But you know, when you bend your body.
可是你知道，当你的身体这样垂下来。
Actually, in your heart, you are telling people, see how humble I am.
是你的心里其实是在跟别人说，你看，你看我是多么的谦卑。
So it is hypocritic.
所以这样说了，说了就是假冒伪善。
It is not real.
这不是真的。
It is just something imitating.
是，只是在模仿。
It is something completely outward.
是完全是外面的。
Brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Sermon on the Mount is not Christian ethics.
山上的教训不是基督徒的道德标准。
Sermon on the Mount is Christian character.
山上的教训是基督徒的性格。
It shows the nature of this life.
它表现出我们里面的这个生命。
So, brothers and sisters,
因此弟兄姊妹,
let us from the very beginning, lay hold of this.
让我们从一开始就抓住这一点。
It is not something that you try to achieve by your natural strength.
这不是说靠着你自己的能力来慢慢想要达到这个标准。
It is returning to the life that is given to you.
是回到给你的那个新生命里面。
And allow that life to develop into Christian character.
让那个新生命能够发展成为基督徒的个性性格。
The Lord said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit."
主说，那邻里贫穷的人有福了。
For theirs is the kingdom of the heavens.
因为天国是他们的。
Now this is so opposite to the concept of the world.
是对这个跟世界上的那个想法是完全相反。
In the world, you will say, "Blessed are the rich in soul."
因为在世上人会说，你是说那些魂里面丰富的人，他是有福了。
Because you can do everything.
因为你能做所有的事情。
We say some people are very dynamic.
我们说有些人他是很有精力。
Very charismatic.
他是很到处都人喜欢他。
Some people, they have real power.
有些人他真正有权力。
They are either rich in position.
他们很有能力，若不是他们有这个很大的地位。
Or rich in wealth.
或者是有很多的财产。
Or rich in influence.
或者有很大的影响力
or rich in learning
或者他很会读书
we say now these people are blessed
我们说这些人是有福的
because they will gain
因为他们什么事情上都占便宜
but brothers and sisters 但
是弟兄姊妹
in the kingdom of the heavens
在天国里
you find blessed are the poor in spirit
and邻里贫穷的人是有福了。
Now what do you mean by poor in spirit?
邻里贫穷是什么意思呢
？Now poor in spirit doesn't mean poor spirit.
邻里贫穷的意思不是说贫穷的灵。
Some people have a very bad spirit.
有的人他是这个有不好的灵。
Now poor in spirit.
邻里贫穷。
Now, what do you mean by poor in spirit?
邻里贫穷是什么意思呢?
Look at our Lord Jesus.
看我们的主。
In Philippians chapter 2,
腓立比第二章,
from verse 6 to verse 8,
从第六节到第八节,
you find that our Lord Jesus being in the form of God.
你看见我们的主,他是有神,原有神的形象。
And he is equal with God.
他是与神同等。
And this is not something that he tried to grasp at.
他不把这个事情当作什么事情他可以抓的。
Because he is God.
因为他是神。
He is one with God.
他是与神同等的，与神唯一合一的。
He is in glory.
他是在荣耀里面。
And yet the Bible tells us.
圣经里告诉我们。
He emptied himself.
他倒空了自己。
Now we have already mentioned before.
我们以前曾经说过。
Of course, he cannot empty himself of his deity.
当然，他不能把他的神性倒空的。
Because that is what he is.
因为他那就是他。
But he emptied himself of all the glory and honor that are related to his deity.
但是与神有关的荣耀。与神有关的尊贵他都把他倒空了。
He emptied himself.
他把他自己倒空了。
And he took upon himself the form of a bond slave.
他取了奴仆的形象。
Instead of the form of God.
而不是神的形象。
He took upon himself a form of a bond slave.
他取了奴仆的形象。
And being in the fashion of a man.
成为人的样式。
He humbled himself.
他就存心卑微
and he was obedient to the father
他存心顺服
even unto death and at the death of the cross
以至于死而且死在十字架上
now brothers and sisters this is poor in spirit
弟兄姊妹这是灵里贫穷
actually he is rich
实际上说他是富足的
And yet he lay aside his riches.
但是他把他的富足放下了。
And to become poor.
来成为贫穷。
In order that we may be enriched.
好让我们能够成为富足。
This is humility.
这是谦卑。
This is true humility.
这是真正的谦卑。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
The Bible tells us.
圣经里告诉我们。
God grace give grace to the humble.
神赐恩给谦卑的人。
And he rejects the proud.
神阻挡骄傲的人。
You know, naturally, we are all proud.
自然地说，我们都是骄傲的人。
It is only through the dealing of the Lord.
只是因为主这样的对付我们。
He shows us.
他让我们看见。
That in us.That is in our flesh, there is no good.
我们的肉体里没有良善。
How we think we have good.
我们常常想我们里头有这么多良善。
If we are not perfect, at least we have some good.
虽然我不完全，可是我里面是有许多的良善。
And because of that, we are boastful of ourselves.
因此我们常常夸奖我们自己。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
when the light of God comes upon us,
当神的光来到我们身上,
and he will reduce us to zero.
他把我们降,把我们裁到零。
And when we are being reduced to zero,
当我们被降到零的时候,
we come to the place of being poor in spirit.
我们就来到一个地方，灵里贫穷。
In other words, before God, we realize we have nothing.
换句话说，在神的面前，我们知道我们什么都没有。
We are nobody.
我们是不是一个什么人。
And God is to be our all and in all.
神是我们一切的一切。
You know, humility opens the way for us to be filled with the fullness of God.
谦卑就把我们里面打开了，好让神的一切的丰富可以充满在我们里面。
So blessed are the poor in spirit.
因此灵里贫穷的人有福了。
Because theirs is the kingdom of the heavens.
因为天国是他们的。
The kingdom of the heavens belongs to them.
天国是他们的。
So this is the first blessed.
因此这是第一个福。
And then it is followed by blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.
哀痛的人有福了，因为他们会得到安慰。
Now the mourning here is not mourning for yourself.
这里的哀恸不是为你自己哀恸。
You know, naturally, if we are not proud of ourselves,
我们自然来说，若是我们不是自己很骄傲的话
，then we will develop a kind of self-pity.
那我们就有一个自怜，自己觉得自己很可怜的倾向。
We feel that we are not as good as other people.
我们觉得我们不像别人那么好。
And we develop an inferiority complex.
我们就有自卑的感觉。
And we begin to pity ourselves.
我们就觉得自己很可怜。
And we become mournful and moody.
我们就觉得我们常常心里很难过，常常是上上下下。
This is not what is meant here.
但这里那个不是这里的意思。
Blessed are those who mourn.
那些哀痛的人，他们是有福了。
Why? Because this is what our Lord Jesus is while He was on earth.
为什么呢？因为我们在主当他在世上的时候，他就是哀痛了，哀痛的一个人。
You remember in Isaiah chapter 53 verses 3 and 4?
你记得在以赛亚书第53章第3和第4节
？That he is a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief.
他是一个忧患的人
And then it says he bears our griefs and carries our sorrow.
他背负我们的重担，背负我们的痛苦。
In other words, he is not sorrowful for himself.
换句话说，他不是为了自己的缘故哀痛。
He is not having grief.For his own reason.
他不是为了他自己任何缘故来被爱。
But because he is love.
但是他爱。
He is full of compassion.
他是满了同情。
So when he look upon this world.
因此当他看着这个世界的时候。
He wept.
他会流泪。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
Because he loves us so much.
因为他这样的爱我们。
He knows that we are not in the right place.
他知道我们的没有站在对的地方。
And he is grieved for our sake.
他为了我们的缘故，他悲哀。
That is being mournful.
那就是这里的哀痛。
We should not try to pity ourselves.
我们不需要，我们不应该自己对觉得自己可怜。
But we should be filled.With the compassion of God.
我们需要被神的那个同情，神的爱充满我们。
And we should be so sympathetic to the world.
我们对世人，我们是要有同情。
Because of this, you shall be comforted.
因为这个缘故，你必定会蒙安慰。
And then you find it is said here.
然后他说。
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
You remember our Lord said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 29?
记得我们主在马太福音第十一章第二十九节说。
He said, "Take my yoke upon."
他说，把我的轭放在你自己身上。
And learn of me.
学习我的样式。
For I'm meek and lowly in heart.
我的心里柔和谦卑。
And you shall find rest in your soul.
你们毕竟在心里，在魂里想到安息。
Our Lord Jesus is the meek one.
我们的主是那一位温柔的。
Now what do you mean by meekness?
温柔是什么意思呢？
Meekness means selflessness.
温柔的意思就是没有自己。
He is selfless.
他没有自己。
And because he is selfless,
因为他没有自己，
he can yield himself completely to God.
他可以把他自己完全降服在神的面前。
There is no opposition within him against God.
对神的一切，他里头没有一个反对。
And he is able to carry out the will of God.
所以他能行出来 做出来神要要求他的一切的旨意。
And again in Matthew chapter 12,
在马太福音第十二章
you find Matthew quoted the words of Isaiah 42.
在这里马太他他这个引用了以赛亚第四十二章的话。
It says, My servant, whom I have chosen,
我的仆人，我所拣选的
whom I have anointed,
我所亲爱的，所喜悦的，我所灵，我的灵赐给他。
He will not strive.
他不争竞。
You cannot hear his voice on the street.
你在街上听不见他的声音。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
this is what our Lord Jesus is.
这是我们主。
He never strive.
他从来不争竞。
And yet, he gained the earth.
但是全世界他都得到了。
You remember Abraham?
你记得亚伯拉罕吗
？And Lot?
和罗德吗
？How Abraham allowed Lot to choose whatever he felt was the best land?
亚伯拉罕让罗德挑选他所要的地。
Abraham did not strive.
亚伯拉罕没有争竞。
But after Lot left,
但是当罗德拿了他的东西走了。
God said to Abraham,
神对亚伯拉罕说
You look at east and west, north and south.
你看东南西北。
And whatever you can see is yours.
你所看见的都是你的。
Even the part that Lot has chosen.
纵然说是那一块罗德所已经取的那块地。
God also gave to Abraham.
神也给了亚伯拉罕。
He is meek.
因为他是那温柔的。
And because of his meekness, he inherits the earth.
因为他的温柔，所以他承继了地土。
In other words, you do not need to strive for yourself.
换句话说，你不要为你的缘故，自己的缘故争竞。
God will give it to you.
神会给你的。
Blessed are the meek.
那温柔的人是有福了。
Now the meek doesn't mean that because you are meek, that you are weak.
温柔的意思并不是说你因为你温柔所以你软弱。
Actually, you find great strength in meekness.
你要看见在温柔里面有极大的那个力量。
Because you have the strength of the power of God.
因为你神的能力，神的力量在你身上。
And blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness.
饥渴慕义的人有福了
because they shall be filled.
因为他们必得饱足
some people feel they are very righteous
有人觉得他自己很满了义
now this is being self-righteous
这个是自义
this is the righteousness of the scribes and of the Pharisees
这是文士和法利赛人的义
but if you really seek for True righteousness.
但是你若是求真正的公义
you will be filled.
你会得到饱足
God will fill you with it.
神会用公义来充满你
In Hebrews chapter 1 verse 9.
希伯来书第十一章第九节
Chapter 1.
哦，对，对不起，希伯来书第一章第九节
You find that our Lord Jesus, because he loves righteousness more than anybody else.
因为我们的主他喜爱公义胜于众人
so God has anointed him with joy
所以神用自己的喜乐的油膏他
above all else
胜过他的同伴
when our Lord was on earth
当我们主在世上的时候
how he seek righteousness
他是如何的寻求公义
in everything he did right in the sight of God
在一切的事上在神的眼中他都是公义的
and because of that he is filled
因为这个缘故所以他里头是充满的
so we need to be hungry and thirsty after true righteousness
是因此我们对真正的公义要有饥渴慕义的心
we humble ourselves
我们自己谦卑下来
realizing that we have no righteousness of our own
知道在我们里头没有我们自己的任何义
but Christ is our righteousness
但是基督是我们的义
and then he says blessed are the merciful
连续的人有福了
because they shall receive mercy.
因为他们必蒙怜恤。
God loves mercy. Because and have a feast with the Lord.
我们记得有一次马太把他所有的这些税吏朋友聚集在一起的时候，也请主耶稣来。
And the Pharisees began to criticize.
那些法利赛人在那里批评
that the Lord Jesus should eat with these sinners and publicans.
主耶稣就是耶稣，为什么会跟这些个罪人和税吏一起吃饭呢？
And our Lord Jesus said,
主耶稣说，
God loves mercy, not sacrifice.
神爱怜恤，神不爱祭祀。
I come to seek the sick, not the well.
我来是医治那些有病的人，不是医治那些没病的人。
So when our Lord was on earth, he was so merciful.
当我们主耶稣在世上的时候，他是如此的怜恤。
Now what is mercy?
怜恤是什么呢？
Mercy is showing love and giving grace to those who are undeserved.
怜恤是把爱把恩典给那些不配的人。
God has given us mercy.
神把怜恤给了我们。
He has shown so much mercy to us.
他对于我们有那么多的怜悯。
And should we not also be merciful to others?
我们是不是应该把怜悯给别人呢？
You remember the parable our Lord Jesus said?
你记得我们主耶稣举的例子。
One servant of his owed him so much.
有一个仆人，他欠他的主人那么多。
And when he begged for mercy,
当他求怜悯的时候
，the master had compassion on him.
主人对他有怜悯的心。
And forgive all his debts.
把所有的债都免了。
But when he went out from the presence of his master,
但是当这个仆人从他主人面前出去的时候
，he saw a fellow.Servant,
他看见另外一个仆人
who owed him only a little bit.
那个仆人欠他一点钱
And then you find he held on to his neck and said, pay.
他就掐了那个人的脖子说你一定要还我钱
And when his fellow servant asked for mercy, he wouldn't give it.
当同伴仆人求他有怜悯他不愿意给他怜悯
He put it into prison.
他就把他下在监里
And when the newscame to the master.
当主人听到了这个话
he called his servant back.
这个主人就把那个仆人叫回来
and said, I forgive you so much.
说我免了你这么多债
and yet you do not forgive.
你不愿意来免了别人的债
so he is thrown into prison.
所以主人就把他下了监里
because he doesn't show mercy.
因为他不没有怜悯对人
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
we have been forgiven so much.
主这么样的怜悯了我们
How can we not forgive those who have sinned against us?
我们怎么能够不原谅那一些对我们有一点点亏欠的
If we do not forgive,
比如说我们不原谅
even our prayers will not be answered.
我们的祷告神都不愿意听
Mercy.Glories over judgment.
这那个怜悯胜过于审判。
One day, when we shall be judged at the judgment seat of Christ.
有一天我们在主耶稣的审判台前被审判的时候。
If we have shown mercy to others.
若是我们对别人有怜悯。
It will glory over judgment.
那个怜悯就会向审判夸胜。
And blessed are the pure.In heart.
清心的人有福了
Because they shall see God.
因为他们必得见神
God looks upon the heart, not upon appearance.
神看我们的内心，不看我们外面的表现
What do you mean by pure in heart?
清心是什么意思呢
Pure in heart is more than having a clean heart.
清心还不只是说我们心里清洁而已
Pure in heart means there is such purity.
清心的意思是说，我们心里有这么样的单纯。
In other words, You are not double-minded.
换句话说，你不是心怀二意的。
You have single eye.
你有一个单纯的心眼。
If your eye is single,
若是你的眼睛是单一的，
then your whole body is light.
你的全身就亮了。
If your eye is double,
若是你的眼睛是有两个，再看两个东西。
Great is the darkness.
那你里面就充满了黑暗。
So brothers and sisters,
您是弟兄姊妹。
Our Lord Jesus, when He was on earth,
我们主耶稣当他在世上的时候，
how pure in heart He is.
他里头是如何的单纯。
In His heart, there is no one but the Father.
在他的心里，除了父以外，没有别的。
He does not consider Himself.
他不考虑自己。
He only say, "Is it the Father's will?"
他只问这是不是。父亲的旨意。
If it is the Father's will,
若是父的旨意。
Even if it means death and the death of the cross,
虽然这是死，而且是十字架的死。
He will accept it.
他愿意接受。
He will drink that cup.
他愿意喝那个杯。
Because he's pure in heart.
因为他的心是单纯的。
So he sees God all the time.
因此他在里面一直看着神。
And those who have the life of the Lord.
那些有我们主生命的人。
We will allow that life to grow.
我们要让那个生命来生长。
Until all our double-mindedness will be clear out.
一直到我们这个两个眼睛、两个目的这件事情慢慢都拿都给拿去。
We have no ulterior motive before God.
我们在神面前没有一个另外的目的。
We love Him because of Himself.
我们爱他，因为他自己。
Then we shall see Him.With such clarity.
然后我们就看他能看得那么清楚。
And blessed are the peacemakers.
使人和睦的人有福了。
Because they shall be called sons of God.
因为他们被称为神的儿子。
Look at our Lord Jesus.
看我们的主。
He is the Prince of Peace.
他是和平的君。
He came into this world to bring peace.
他来到这个世上是要把和平带到这个世上。
On the cross.He made peace the Jews and the Gentiles.
在十字架上，他把犹太人和外邦人都让他们中间有和平。
He is the peacemaker.
他是那一个使人和睦的。
And God wants us to be peacemakers.
神也要叫我们成为使人和睦的人。
To be peacemaker doesn't mean to compromise.
使人和睦的意思并不是来一起来互相妥协。
You find our Lord Jesus never compromised.
你看我们的主从来不妥协的。
But he make peace of man and God.
但是他把人和神中间有和睦。
He make peace between the Jews and the Gentiles.
他把犹太人和外邦人中间使他们有和睦。
And we also should follow His footsteps.
我们需要跟随他的脚踪行。
Then we show ourselves as the sons of God.
那我们别人看见我们，就看见我们是神的种子。
Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake.
为义受逼迫的人有福了。
Because this is the way they persecuted the prophets.
这是因为那么多年他们就在逼迫那些先知。
Our Lord Jesus, because of the righteousness of God,
因为神的公义，我们的主
He will not compromise.
我们的主不愿意妥协。
And how he suffered because of that.
他为了这个缘故受苦。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
we shall follow his footsteps.
我们需要跟随他的脚踪行。
The life within us,
我们里面的生命
will give us the strength to endure and to suffer.For righteousness' sake,
会给我们那个持久的力量来经历来忍受、这个苦难。
Other people may do it,
别人会那样做
，but you cannot.
但是你不能那样做
，because you have the life in you.
因为你的里头有那个生命。
That righteous life will not allow you to do the same thing.As the world is doing.
你里面生命的那个公义不会让你去做世上人所做的事情。
We who are the Lord's.
我们这些属于主的人。
We must practice righteousness because God is righteous.
我们必须行公义，因为神是义的。
And our Lord added one more.
我们主就加了一句。
He said, "Now if you are being persecuted by the world because of my name."
他说，若是你们被世界上世人世界所逼迫，为了我的名的缘故
，rejoice and exult，
喜乐快乐
，because your reward is great in the heavens，
因为在天上你的赏赐是大的。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹们
，the world rejected our Lord，
世界弃绝了我们的主
，and we who follow him，
我们这些跟随他的人。
We should go out of the gate.
我们需要到门外去。
And to suffer together with him.
去与主一同受苦。
To suffer for the name of the Lord.
为了主的缘故而受苦。
To suffer for righteousness' sake.
为了义的缘故而受苦。
This is a demonstration of the strength of life.
这是那生命的能力的表现。
So here you find at the beginning of the Sermon of the Mount.
所以这里在山上教训的开始。
The Lord give us this beatitude.
我们的主给我们这个八福。
He show us who He is and what He is.
而让我们看见他是谁，他是怎样的。
And He said, "Now you have my life in you."
他告诉我们说，现在你的里头有这样生命。
Let that life live out.
让这个生命从你的里头活出来。
Then you are really in that blessed position.
那你就真正是在那个有福的地位上。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
平时弟兄姊妹
when we, by the grace of God,
靠着主的恩典
by the working of the Holy Spirit,
靠着圣灵在我们里面的工作
by the working of the cross in our life,
当靠着在我们身上十字架的工作
and patiently,
我们有耐心的
and by faith
靠着信
we will inherit our inheritance
我们可以承受我们的产业
and when we begin to demonstrate that kind of Christian character
当我们向世人显出这样基督徒的性格的时候
this is the testimony of the kingdom of the heavens
这是天国的见证
we will be as salt We will be as light.
我们被会被升高，我们人看我们是光。
Salt that will prevent corruption.
就人看我们，人知道我们是盐，这个盐可以让我们生命，让生命不朽坏。
Even though the world may look down upon us,
虽然世界上可能小看我们
，and yet they do not know that it is the Christians who keep this world from.Total corruption.
但是他们不懂得，实在是这些基督徒来让这个世界不会像这么样腐败。
It is the Christians who slow down the process of total corruption.
是这些基督徒，因为基督徒的缘故，这个世界才不会这么样的完全腐败下来。
We Christians serve a purpose in this world.
我们基督徒在世上有一个目的。
We are keeping this world from Total corruption.
我们让这个世界不会这样的完全朽坏掉。
And we are to be the light of the world.
我们要在世上是光。
To shine upon the darkness.
照亮着黑暗中间的人。
To expose what is in darkness.
让黑暗中间的事情显露出来。
And to show what real light is.
让世人看见真正的光是什么。
This will become our testimony.On this earth.
这就在让我们在世上为主做见证。
So here you find that is how the Sermon of the Mount began.
这就是弟兄姊妹，这就是我们山上的教训怎么样开始。
It is a blessed life.
这是一个有福的生活。
Then it is followed by this statement.
然后呢，就有这么样一句话。
The Lord said, "Unless." Your righteousness surpasses the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees. You shall not enter into the kingdom of the heavens.
若是你们的义不胜过文士和法利赛的人的义， 你们断不能进天国。
Now, what is the righteousness of the scribes and of the Pharisees?
文士和法利赛人的意思是什么呢？
In a sense, the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees is something that is respected by the world.
可以这样说，那些文士法利赛人的义呢，是世人所尊重的。
You know, at the time of our Lord Jesus,
当我们主耶稣的时候，
the scribes and the Pharisees are as models for the people.
文士和法利赛人是人们中间的榜样。
Because they have a righteousness.
因为他们有一个义。
But what is their righteousness?
他们的义是什么呢？
Their righteousness is a righteousness according to the law.
他们的义是根据律法的义。
You remember Paul when he was Saul?
你记得保罗做扫罗的时候。
He said, according to the righteousness of the law, I am perfect.
他说就律法的义上来说，我是无可指责的。
The righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees
文士法利赛人的义
is the righteousness of the law.
是律法的义。
But it is the righteousness of the letter of the law.
但是是律法的字句的义。
In other words, they try to keep every letter of the law.
换句话说，他们想办法来尽力来遵守那个律法的字句。
But in keeping the letter of the law, they violate the very spirit of the law.
但是当他们要遵循律法的字句的时候，他们就违背了律法的精义。
In the eyes of the world,
在世人的眼光里，
they are very righteous.
他们是很公义。
And yet, their righteousness is hypocritical.
但是他们的公义实在是假冒为善的。
So our Lord said, you scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites.
所以我们主耶稣说，你们这些文士法利赛人，你们是假冒为善的。
Because you keep everything external.
因为你们一切都是外面的。
There is nothing inward within you.
在你的里头什么都没有。
And because it is an external righteousness.
因为这是一个外面的公义。
It is just a kind of behavior.
这好像就是外面一个行为的表现。
It is not a character.
这不是你的性格。
It is not real.
不是真的。
It is hypocritical.
是假的，是假冒为善。
And because of that, you find they become very arrogant.
因为这个缘故，他们变成很骄傲，很傲慢。
And they become very critical of people.
他们对别人是都是在那里批评。
Such righteousness is harmful instead of helpful.
这样的义其实是有害的，而没有益的。
So the Lord
是有益的。因此主说，
Unless your righteousness surpasses the righteousness of the scribes and of the Pharisees.
因此我们主说，若不是你的义胜过文士法利赛人的义，
You cannot enter into the kingdom of the heavens.
你断不能进入天国。
And to explain it,
那去来表示，来解释它。
The Lord uses five illustrations.
主就用了五个例子。
Two illustrations he takes from the Ten Commandments.
两个例子是从十诫里面，所谓的十诫里面拿出来的。
Two illustrations he takes from the statutes and ordinances.
那两个例子呢，是从
律
律和典章里面出来的。
And then one illustration he takes from the tradition of the fathers.
一个例子呢，是从父老的遗传里面拿出来的。
And he uses these illustrations to show them.
他用这些例子来让他们看见。
What is the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees?
文士法利赛人的义是什么？
And what is the righteousness that surpasses the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees.
那胜过文士法利赛人的义的真正的义又是什么？
Now without going into details.
那我们没有办法来详细的来查考这个事。
Just take the principle.
我们只看这个原则。
And you'll find the difference there.
你就看 到这里的不同。
The righteousness of scribes and Pharisees is all outward.
我也是法利赛人的义是外头的。
It is human effort.
是我们人的那个想办法做出来的。
And whatever is of human effort, you find all you can reach is the outward correctness.
用人的力量所行出来的，顶多也只是外面的表现而已。
But there is nothing real within.
但是在里头不是真的。
But the righteousness that exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees.
但是它胜过文士法利赛人的义的那个义。
You find that it comes from within.
你发觉是从里头出来的。
It is of the heart.
是从心里出来的。
It is a result of the life.
是因为生命里头的生命是出来的。
And because of this, it is living.
因为这个缘故，所以它是活的。
And it is real.
是真的。
That is the difference.
那就是不同。
So, brothers and sisters,
因此弟兄姊妹，
what the Lord is trying to teach us,
主所在这里要教训我们的，
is that the Sermon of the Mount is not a law.
山上教训不是一个律法，
It is grace.
是恩典，
It comes from within.
是从里头出来的，
It is the overflow of the life.
是从生命里头涌流出来的，
It is supernaturally natural.
是一个超自然的一个自然，
And because this is supernaturally natural,
因为这是一个超自然的自然，
You find there is no evil in it.
你在里头就看不到这邪恶。
And then at the end
最后
of chapter 5
的第五章，第五章最后
concludes with this statement.
我们主用这句话来做个结束。
Be ye perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect.
你们要完全像天父完全一样。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because we have such a life.Within us.
因为我们里头有这么样一个生命。
How can we live in an ordinary common way?
我们怎么能够有这么一个生命在我们里面，我们怎么能够过一个平凡庸俗的生活呢？
The world, because of the life they have,
世界世人有世人的生命。
They have a manner of life.
他们这个生命有一个生命的表现。
We have a new life in us.
我们里头有一个新的生命。
Can we live the same common way as the other people?
我们是不是能过一个那么样庸俗的生活，像普通人一样的？
If that is the case,
若是这样的话，
then how can we show that we have another life?
我们怎么能够表现说我们里头有一个不一样的生命？
With this new life.Of Christ in us.
有一个，现在我们有一个基督的这一个新的生命在里面。
He expects us to be extraordinary.
他要我们是不同的。
For a Christian to live an ordinary life is a shame.
若是一个基督徒过一个庸俗普通的生活，这是一个可惜的事，羞耻的事。
Because having this life in us.God expects us to be extraordinary.
因为有这个生命在我们里面，神希望我们、盼望我们过一个不一样的生活。
So do not be content. Just say, well, I am as good as other people.
所以不要以为这样就可以满足了，就说我和别人一样好。
If you're as good as other people, you're shameful.
若是你只是跟你，若是你跟那世人一样好的话，这是一个可耻的事。
Because you should be extraordinary.
因为你是要应该不一样的那么好。
God is perfect.
神是完全的。
And He wants His children to be perfect.
他要他的儿女是完全的。
But you say, how can I be perfect as God is perfect?
那我说，我怎么能够像神一样的完全呢？
God is Perfectly perfect.
神是完完全全的完全。
Our perfection is relative.
我们的完全是相对的。
Let me use an illustration.
我打一个比方。
In 1 John chapter
1, 约翰一书第一章
verse 7,
第七节。
If you walk in the light, as God is in the light,
若是你行在光中，像神他自己是光。
You have fellowship with one another.
你与你们彼此相交。
And the blood of God's Son Jesus Christ cleanses you from all sins.
神儿子耶稣基督的血也洗净你一切的罪。
God is light.
神是光。
He dwells in light.
他住在光中。
He is perfect light.
他是那完全的光。
He is 100 candlelight.
他是一百之光的光。
There is no darkness in him.
他是完全的光，在他里面毫无黑暗。
And there is no turning in him.
他在里头也没有转动的影儿。
That is God.
那是神。
But the Bible says.
但是圣经告诉我们。
If you walk in light.
若是你在光中行。
And what is that light?
那个光是什么光呢？
In verse 5 it says, God is light.
第五节他说神是光。
In other words, you who believe in the Lord Jesus,
换句话说你相信了耶稣。
You have the light of life in you.
你有生命的光在你的里面。
That life in you is light.
那你里面的生命是一个光。
It will shine.
它会照耀。
But when you first believe in the Lord Jesus,
当你刚刚信你耶稣的时候，
you have that life in you.
你里头有那个生命。
And that life has a nature of light.
那个生命是有光的。
And the nature of light is the same nature as God is light.
那个光的性质是神的那个光的性质是一样的。
But you only have one candle light.
你只有百分之一的光。
He is 100 candlelight.
他是百分之百的光。
You have one candlelight.
你只有一个蜡烛的光，他有一百个蜡烛的光。
But if you walk in that one candlelight,
但是你纵然行在那一个蜡烛的光里面，
your fellowship with God will be uninterrupted.
你与神中间的交通是不会间断的。
The degree of light is 100 degree difference.
那个光的程度是有一百分的不一样。
But the nature of light is the same.
但是那光的性质却是同一的。
So you find that even though you know only little,
所以说虽然你所看见所知道的只是一点点，
you know life only a little.
你知道的这个光只是一点点。
But you walk in the light of life.
但是你愿意行在那个光的里面。
There is no hindrance between you and God in fellowship.
在你和神中间的交通就没有拦阻。
But as you fellowship with God,
但是当你和主和神继续有交通的时候，
Then the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses you from all sins.
神儿子耶稣基督的血洗净你一切的罪。
But because of your fellowship with God,
但是因为你跟神有交通，
then your life grow a little bit more.
那你的生命就慢慢的增长。
And you begin to see a little bit clearer.
那你就慢慢开始看得更清楚一点。
You begin to see what is of God, what is not of God.
那你就可以慢慢看出什么是出于神的，什么不是出于神的。
Things that you have never seen before.
你以前所没有看见的。
Now what do you do?
那你怎么办呢？
You walk in the two candlelight.
你就行在现在那两根蜡烛的光里。
Then your fellowship with God is uninterrupted.
那你跟主之间的交通还是没有间断。
And then you grow a little bit more.
那你又开始长大一点点。
Your light grows a little bit more.
你的光也跟着增加一点点。
You have three candlelight.
你现在行了三支蜡烛的光
里。You see clearer now than before.
你现在比以前看得更清楚。
Now can you still walk in two candlelight?
那你有三支光的时候，你是不是还可以走在两支光的亮光里面？
Now, if you walk in two candlelight, your fellowship with God will have problems.
你若是只愿意行在两支光、两个蜡烛的光的那个光里面，那么你跟 主之间的交通就开始有间断。
You need to repent.
你需要悔改。
And the blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse you.
神儿子耶稣基督的血来洗，还是会洗净你。
Then you follow the three candlelight.
那你就回到三个蜡烛的光里。
And your fellowship with God again is so wonderful.
你跟主之间，你跟神之间的交通又恢复了，就那么样的美好。
And that's the way we gradually grow in life.
这就是我们怎么在生命里面慢慢长大。
So be perfect because God is perfect.
因此你要完全，因为神是完全的。
So brothers and sisters,
因此弟兄姊妹，
how we praise and thank him.
我们多么的赞美感谢我们的主。
First of all, he put his life in us.
他先把他的生命放在我们里面。
And gradually that life shines.
慢慢的那个光就亮，照亮出来。
He cannot do it all at once.
他不能一下就做成。
We cannot stand it.
我们受不了的。
We will be dead.
我们就死了。
So how lovely he is.
他是在爱中间做这样的
事情。How gently he treats us.
他对我们说是非常温柔的。
Gradually, as your life began to grow.
渐渐的，当我们的生命慢慢长大。
More light is given.
他给我们更多一点，更多一点的光。
And if you follow that light.
就是我们跟随那个光。
Then gradually, a new character.Is being built.
那渐渐的，一个新的性格在我们里面就被组成了。
By the Holy Spirit, you transform from glory to glory.
靠着圣灵，我们就从荣耀变到荣耀，无上加荣。
You conform to His image.
你就被磨成他自己的形象。
That is the kingdom of the heavens.
那就是天国。
Shall we pray?
我们一同祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank Thee.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Because Thy kingdom is real.
因为你的国度是真的。
Thy kingdom is an inward reality.
你的国度是我们里面的真实。
Thy kingdom is of life.
你的国度是从生命出来的。
And how glorious.Is that life?
多么荣耀的生命！
We thank thee for dealing with us so gently.
我们感谢你是这么温柔的对待我们。
Thou leading us step by step.
你带我们一步一步。
Until we are conformed to thy image.
只等到我们被磨成你自己的形象。
Lord, show mercy again upon us.
主啊，再一次，你的怜悯给我们。
Lead us to the place where you are.
带我们到你的地方，你所在的地位。
That we may see thee and we may be like thee.
好让我们看见你的时候，我们就像你一样。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉我们主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.